Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here. Ever feel like your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt and you're juggling more plates than Cirque du Soleil? I get it. Life can be chaotic, demanding, and honestly, a little overwhelming sometimes. But what if I told you there's a way to tame that inner storm, prioritize effectively, and actually feel in control of your day? No magic beans or unicorn dust needed. Today, we're diving into the world of Stoic philosophy and how their ancient wisdom can help us conquer our to-do lists like modern-day heroes. Ready to unlock the secret sauce for effective task prioritization? Let's get down to it. First things first, remember this. You are not a superhero. You can't achieve everything at once, and frankly, trying to will just leave you burnt out and staring blankly at your screen wondering where the time went. The Stoics believed in focusing your energy on what truly matters, the things that align with your values and contribute to your long-term happiness. Think of it like this. Your day is a canvas, and each task is a brushstroke. You wouldn't randomly splash paint all over it, right? You choose your colors intentionally and build a masterpiece. Next up, let's talk about identifying your urgent versus important tasks. Those urgent things, the deadlines, the emails demanding immediate attention, they can feel like a tidal wave crashing down on you. But remember, important is different. Important tasks contribute to your long-term goals and values. Maybe it's working on that passion project, nurturing your relationships, or taking time for self-care. These aren't always screaming urgent, but they are the things that truly matter. Think of it like this. You wouldn't spend all day playing Candy Crush and then panic about not having time to finish that important presentation for work, right? Same idea applies here. Prioritize those tasks that move you closer to your goals, even if they don't have a flashing red deadline. Another Stoic gem is the concept of dichotomy of control. Essentially, it means focusing on what you can control: your actions, your thoughts, your reactions, and letting go of what you can't: external events, other people's opinions, things that just happen. You can't control traffic, but you can choose to listen to an inspiring podcast while you're stuck in it. Remember those important tasks we talked about? Those are often the ones where we struggle with that dichotomy of control. We overthink, we worry, we feel like we have to be perfect. But the Stoics remind us that progress is better than perfection. Take small steps, celebrate your wins, and learn from your mistakes. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Alright, let's bring it all together with a real-life example. Imagine you're prepping for a big presentation at work. You have a mountain of research to do, slides to create, and practice sessions to squeeze in. Plus, your kid has a school play that week, you promised a friend dinner, and your cat seems to be experiencing a major existential crisis because cats. You're feeling overwhelmed, right? This is where those Stoic strategies come in handy. Take a deep breath, identify what's truly within your control, the time you dedicate to each task, the effort you put into your presentation, saying no to some commitments to focus on what matters most. Prioritize your research and outline first, then tackle the slides. Block out dedicated time for practice and communication with your friend about adjusting dinner plans. Remember, it's okay to delegate or ask for help when needed. So, there you have it, Stoic wisdom applied to our modern-day chaos. Prioritize effectively by focusing on what truly matters, distinguishing between urgent and important tasks, controlling your reactions, and celebrating progress over perfection. Remember, taking control of your day isn't about becoming a productivity robot, it's about creating space for the things that bring you joy, fulfillment, and ultimately, a sense of peace amidst the everyday storm. Now go out there and make those to-do lists disappear one intentional step at a time. Don't forget to share your Stoic wins with me on social media. I love hearing how these strategies are working for you. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and keep conquering.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.